Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. Immunization program against COVID-19 for people aged between 60 and 64 years begins from today. Coronavirus recovery cases crosses 500,000 and corona-related death toll crosses 8,000 in Nepal. Sudhir Paschim Chief Minister Trilochan Bhatta wins confidence vote. And at least 18 people killed in Pune of India in a chemical plant fire. Now the news in detail. The Supreme Court has issued a so-called order to the government to provide a written reply within 15 days on the writ petition filed against the recent reshuffle and expansion of the cabinet. The single bench of Justice Ishwar Prasad Khatiyoda has also summoned both the petitioners and the defendants on the 19th of June for further deliberation on the matter. Six advocates, including senior advocate Dinesh Tripathi and advocate Kanchan Krishna Neupane, had filed a writ petition at the apex court demanding nullification of the cabinet reshuffle. The constitutional bench of the Supreme Court is settled to hear the case related to the dissolution of the House of Representatives on Wednesday. The hearing was adjourned yesterday after Chief Justice Cholendra Samsir Jangabahadur Rana was diagnosed with some health problems. As per the constitutional provision, the constitutional bench must be chaired by the Chief Justice. Supreme Court spokesperson Devendra Dhakal said, now the hearing is scheduled for tomorrow. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Porel has assured of implementing every program included in the budget. Receiving a letter from the representatives of the All Nepal National Free Student Union at the Finance Ministry today, Finance Minister Porel said, Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Porel said all the necessary steps for the implementation of the budget from the very first day of the new fiscal year would be prepared. He said all the ministries had been preparing for the implementation of the budget and the Finance Ministry too had kicked off the budget implementation preparation. Sudhir Paschim Province Chief Minister Trilochan Bhatta has received a vote of confidence. In today's meeting of the Provincial Assembly, Chief Minister Bhatta received 30 votes in his favour. Province Assembly Speaker Arjun Saha announced that the vote was the majority of the members present in the State Assembly. The immunization program targeting the people aged between 60 and 64 years has begun from today. The Ministry of Health has said the Verocell vaccine received from China in grant will be administered to the people aged between 60 and 64 in the Kathmandu Valley and aged between 62 and 64 in the areas outside the Kathmandu Valley. The ministry has also urged all to reach the nearby vaccination centres with the citizenship or a letter issued by the ward office or the document that clears the bearer's age. The government has been administering the vaccine, ensuring the second dose this time. The Ministry of Health and Population has urged the service seekers to register complaints, if any, health organization treating COVID-19 patients was found to be charging exorbitant fees. Joint spokesperson at the ministry, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, said the appeal was issued following the widespread grievances received from the public that many of the healthcare facilities were charging the COVID-19 patients beyond the fees fixed by the government. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
बजारमा नयाँ के छैन, नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो, साह्रै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नु पर्ने रहेछ, त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिरख्या
हो र दाई।
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ, नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नु पर्ने रहेछ नि त।
*1415 मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिंग न्यूज। Corona-related death toll in Nepal has surpassed 8,000 today. The latest update of the Health and Population Ministry puts the death toll at 8,089 with the confirmation of 108 deaths in the last 24 hours. Likewise, additional 6,570 people have recovered from the coronavirus infection in Nepal in last 24 hours. With this, the total number of people recovered from the virus has also surpassed 504,000 with 84.7% recovery. Similarly, Health Ministry has confirmed coronavirus infection in 5,153 people today. The ruling party CPN-UML has handed over the medical supplies received from the Communist Party of China to the government today. Party spokesperson Pradeep Kumar Gyawali and Party General Secretary Isur Pokhrel handed over the medical supplies to the Minister for Health and Population, Sir Bahadur Tamang, today. The medical supplies include 30 sets of oxygen generator with concentrators and 100,000 pieces of N95 masks. Germany has provided medical equipment and supplies to Nepal to help fight against COVID-19 pandemic. German Ambassador to Nepal, Roland Safer, handed over the consignment of medical supplies to Minister for Health and Population, Sir Bahadur Tamang, at a brief ceremony held at the Tribhuvan International Airport today. The medical supplies handed over today contains 62 ventilators, 27,500 FFP2 masks, 30,000 surgical masks, 100 gumboots, 200 body bags, 5 isolation center tents, and 25,000 liters of disinfectant. Receiving the medical equipment and supplies, Health Minister Tamang thanked people and government of Germany for their generous support. You are listening to Read Nepal's News. Now some international updates. At least 18 people have died in a fire that broke out at a chemical plant on the outskirts of the western Indian city of Pune. Some 37 workers were trapped inside the building when the blaze started around 15:45 local time on Monday. Fire engines rushed to spots as smoke billowed from the compound. Firemen had to break walls on either side to rescue people. In India itself, lightning strikes killed at least 27 people late Monday. Officials said the thunderstorms with lightning strikes killed farmers working in the fields. Thunder and lightning is common in South Asia during the monsoon season. UNICEF has warned millions of COVID-19 vaccine could be wasted if rich countries send large amount of leftover doses to poorer nations in one go. The charity said that there need to be a steady supply throughout the year because poor countries do not have resources to use them all at once. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is possible at a few places of Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Immunization program against COVID-19 for people aged between 60 and 64 years begins from today. Coronavirus recovery cases crosses 500,000 and corona-related death toll crosses 8,000 in Nepal. Sudarpashchim Province Chief Minister Trilochan Bhatta wins confidence vote, and at least 18 people killed in Pune of India in a chemical plant fire. That's the end of news from Read Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlinereadnepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.